Yes, I have insomnia, but I will not rest until I find a cure.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If tossing and turning in bed was exercise, I would be in tip-top shape. You see, I have a condition that some call resisting arrest, otherwise known as insomnia. This is where you wake up exhausted and go to bed wide awake. I try to sleep and my ADD kicks in. I lay there thinking, one sheep, two sheep, bluebird, blueberry, Manilow, I can't smile without you. Well, insomnia isn't much fun. But on the plus side, there are only three more sleeps till Christmas. I'm exaggerating, but I do struggle to sleep. Maybe you know exactly what I'm talking about, or you think, what's his problem? Well, the truth is, none of us should take a good sleep for granted, especially when we hear the story of Thai Nock. Thai is a Vietnamese farmer born in 1942. His claim to fame? Thai hasn't slept in over 48 years. You heard me right. That's more than 17,000 sleepless nights in a row. The insomnia began in his 20s, he says, and 10 years later he was unable to sleep a wink. He's tried meds, traditional folk remedies, even liberal doses of, well, the sauce. Yet nothing seems to help. Unlike the rest of us who turn into zombies after one sleepless night, Thai Nock seems to be in excellent health. He told a reporter, I don't know if the insomnia has impacted my health or not, but I'm still healthy and I can do the farm work normally like others. Abnormally, if you ask me. He carries two 110-pound sacks of rice over 2 miles to his house every day. That's not bad for a 79-year-old insomniac. Now, some of you aren't buying this, but it's true. I thought it was a colossal fib at first. Medically speaking, it seems impossible. We need sleep, right? But Ty isn't the only person with this strange claim to fame. Ines Fernandez of Spain was famous for going 30 years without a wink. Hungarian Paul Kern went winkless for 40 years, and the American Al Herpin was known as the man who never slept. Al, Paul, and Innes are no longer with us, so there's no way to prove if their insomnia was as bad as they claimed. But thanks to modern science, Ty's story checks out. Ty has been hooked up to state-of-the-art sleep monitoring devices for extended periods of time, and the data collected shows zero evidence of sleep. The only side effect of his sleeplessness, he says, is that it makes him a little bit grumpy. Well, ha, honey, why are you so grumpy? I have not slept in 48 years. Now, 48 years sleepless in Vietnam is impressive, but there's someone who has been awake far longer than even Mr. Nock, and it's good news for me and for you. You see, history's greatest insomniac, if you will, is the one who's got the whole world in his sight 24/7. Every day of our lives, he's been watching over you and me. Every night, too. He loves us immeasurably and holds each one of us in the palm of his hand. Psalm 121:4 says, He who keeps you will neither slumber nor sleep. What an encouragement to all of us. As I lay awake at night counting sheep and talking to the shepherd, it's helpful to remember that God is eternally alert, guarding us, loving us, comforting us. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not afraid, I am your God. Tonight, let's turn our worries over to God. He's going to be up all night anyway. And if you're staying awake, remember, there's an upside to even this. You have less risk of dying in your sleep.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.